All right, boys and girls, we hope you enjoyed that worship. I certainly did. I love the church clap. It's a great cardio workout. So go ahead and have a seat for a moment. And families, if you want to gather together and find a Bible, we're going to turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to start in chapter 8 of the Gospel of Matthew. So pick up with me in verse 23 of Matthew chapter 8. And it says this, "Now when he got into a boat," that's Jesus, "when Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea." A great tempest means like a huge, massive, ugly storm. "And so that the boat was covered with the waves, and he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we are perishing.' But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful, O you of little faith?' Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, 'Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that here in this short historical narrative, Lord, this really actually happened. This really occurred in real life. Lord, we just thank you that we see a great picture of your humanity and your divinity and how you want us to trust you in the midst of the storm. Lord, we thank you for this, for them recording this happening. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, boys and girls, what we see here is that Jesus decides, says, "Hey, disciples, we're going to cross over to the other side." And as they were crossing over the Sea of Galilee, which is really a really big lake, and surrounded by hills. And the way the hills are situated, that sometimes these massive winds come onto the sea, and the waves can get like 9 to 10 feet tall. And they're like crashing into the boat. And the winds are rocking them like crazy. And the boat's filling with water, and they're like freaking out. They're like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And they look over, and there's Jesus, like fast asleep in the midst of the storm. And they cry out to him, "Lord." And I love how they acknowledge him as Lord. They say, "Lord, save us. We're perishing." It just seems that he leans forward, and he says, "Where's your faith? Oh, you of little faith, why are you freaking out? I'm in the boat with you. You know, when I'm with you, you're safe." And so then Jesus, he says he rebukes the wind and the waves, and there is a great calm. And the disciples go from like freaking out about the storm that's just like rocking their boat, rocking their world. And then they're like marveled. They're like amazed by like, wow, even the wind and the sea obey this guy. Who can this be? See, they thought he was the Messiah, but he is even more than the Messiah. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is God in the flesh. So we see here a picture that Jesus was so tired from ministry. He was so weary from pouring out his heart and his soul to other people and ministering to them that he was like fast asleep in the boat. So we see an example of his humanity, that Jesus was truly man. He was 100% man. That he was so tired that he's like asleep in the midst of a rocking, crazy, insane storm. And then, a very next breath later, he's able to lean forward and say, "Peace, be still." And that sea went from a crazy tempest storm to a great still calm. Just like that. Because he is so powerful. And we see a picture of Jesus' divinity, which means Jesus is also, when he was here on earth, he was fully God in human body. He was fully man and fully God, which is great because he is called the God-man, which is a big term. It just means that, you know, he became fully man and fully God, so he can fully identify with us. He knows everything we go through. He was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. So he can be our high priest, and he can be the Savior of our souls. Also, we see here that Jesus rebukes the disciples kind of for their unbelief. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe in him, that he can save, that he can heal, and he can provide for us because he is a good God and he loves us so much. Jesus wants us to pray to him, to cry out to him, say, "Jesus, save me. Lord, save me." He wants us to cry out to him no matter what storms we're going through in life, whether it's physical sickness, whether it's financial troubles, whether it's, you know, like your brother and your sister are driving you crazy and you're like, oh, they're getting on my nerves. Jesus, help me. Whatever our storm is, whatever our struggle is, whatever the tough time is, he wants us to cry out to him and ask him to calm the storms in our lives. And he still can do so because he is still on the throne. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still has the same power that he did then, and he always will. He can calm the storms in our lives, whether that's we hurt our feet, you know, we wake up and our feet are killing us, our back hurts, or our siblings, our brother and sister, you know, are driving us crazy, and we're all cooped up together. Jesus can calm the storms when we ask him to do so because he is faithful. And he is the God of the impossible. Jesus is the God of the impossible. You know, it says here, and they marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? We see an example in the Old Testament in Psalm 89, verses 8 and 9. And it says this. It says, O Lord of hosts, who is mighty like you? I love that. O Lord of hosts, who is mighty like you? It's the same kind of question. Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? It says, your faithfulness surrounds you. God is so faithful that his faithfulness surrounds him the whole time. And it says, you rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. That he's able to still the storms in our lives. He has power over the raging seas, and he has power over the storms of our lives today. So whatever you're facing, boys and girls, I know you're missing coming to church. We miss having you here. We miss being able to do Awana here and being able to do Sunday ministry, children's ministry, children's church together. We miss it so much. I miss you guys like crazy. And so, you know, whatever's going on, just pray to Jesus that he can calm the storm.